Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I hate to say it, but it's true. I wish we were wrong. We told you so. Not only did we have the top secret USA article 3 weeks ago in the Washington Post admitting that there are 854,000 private spies with the highest security clearance the government issues, but there are millions of other sub-spies in that stratum, and they privatize the government to make hundreds of billions of dollars a year. The Pentagon, the private spy corporations, they're taking over our society. And they're having a coming-out party in the media today at a big hacker conference they've been having over the weekend, saying we are private corporations, we are slash government agents, and we are spying on everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do on the Internet. We are InfraGuard. We are top secret USA. And they're saying that private groups with NSA clearances are the ones that were tracking the military in live time when this private gave WikiLeaks the information. Both the helicopter slaughter footage and more. And it's in Forbes today. It is in the AFP. The headlines are, stealthy government contractor monitors U.S. Internet providers worked with WikiLeaks. Here's another one. Elite U.S. cyber team courts hackers to fight terrorists. And in these articles, they admit everything, but spin it like these guys are John Wayne. And they say, yes, we're tracking all your IPs, everything you do in real time. Now, I remembered last night and this morning researching this, this article by William Safire, November 14th, 2002, New York Times, titled, You Are a Suspect. And it goes into the Total Information Awareness Network that Congress then said was illegal, so they just completely privatized it. And that's all this is. This is InfraGuard. This is Homeland Security. And no doubt this is the exact type of group that was able to get into our YouTube account and delete the Obama deception. This is the group that is in there when we have the number one search term, as we successfully did on Friday, thanks to the listeners, food, the ultimate secret. It was the top thing for about 2 hours. Then they totally removed it. It was non-searchable in the top million searches. They just completely removed it. This is the type of group that when my video, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed, got 200,000 views on Friday and was the number one video on YouTube, they just removed it out of the front page, out of the number one video area of news and politics. Videos with 10,000 views were listed in there, but mine with hundreds of thousands in one day was knocked out. It's still there, but it only got 65,000 views after they removed it Friday evening. It would be up to a million right now. They're everywhere. And they admit in the Cybersecurity Act they're going to recruit millions of high school students a year and give them security clearances. I'm not making this up. This is in the legislation that's passed the Senate committee, and it's passed the full House, to where the federal government gives them jobs right out of high school. They're trained as spies. This is East Germany. They're young. They're dumb. They're on power trips. They like little high security badges. They are converting giant portions of the economy over to surveillance and control. And they work for the large central banks that have hijacked this nation. This is so illegal. This is so criminal. And a microcosm of this is all over the country, red light cameras being run by Lockheed Martin and others. No police officer involved, no jury. They just give you tickets. That's how that's being defeated in court. It's illegal. That's how the military-industrial complex is absorbing. They get the money from the police training. They get the money from the surveillance cameras they're putting up. This is the Pentagon dominating the United States with the help of private corporate spies. It's all coming up and a lot more straight ahead.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next hour, Steve Kemp and Sandy Jacobs will be joining us. They're part of the Golden Gate Minutemen. And they've been shooting amazing videos in the last few months of Congressman Stark and others saying there's no border problem, and showing the illegal alien supporters beating up peaceful pro-sovereignty, anti-open border demonstrators, and the assaulters actually being arrested and going to jail. Their newest video is from a few days ago. It's Congressman Stark again at a town hall, saying the federal government can, quote, do whatever it wants to individuals and that you have no rights. And we're going to be playing that and interviewing them coming up in the next hour. We are simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. So that is coming up today in the second hour. Into the third hour, we will, of course, have open phones in the second and third hour today. I also want to get into this headline out of East St. Louis. Layoffs to gut East St. Louis police force, criminals run wild. And this is out of St. Louis today. And, of course, that integrates in with other reports across the country of major police layoffs and the police announcing they're not going to respond to things like armed robbery and grand theft auto. That's like calling the fire department and they say, we only go out and set fires. We don't respond to fires. and the police are being fully converted to revenue generators, people to write tickets and raise money. And this is the way it's been really for a long time. There's a lot of good officers that want to be involved in helping the public. And I do see officers more and more changing people's tires, helping old ladies, something I saw 20, 30 years ago routinely, and I hadn't seen for decades. I'm now seeing everywhere. And so I think you're seeing the wheat from the chaff being separated here. You're seeing a lot of officers, regardless of what directives they've been given, out there being public servants. That's why we admire true police officers, true peace officers. It's why we admire firefighters. They put themselves on the line to protect the public. When somebody's getting shot or mugged or killed or robbed, the police run in when everybody else runs out. When a building's on fire, everybody else runs out. The firemen and women, they run in. And that's what we need in this country. But more and more, through the federalization of law enforcement, they're saying, no, you are to generate revenue. And you are not to protect the people in the Southwest. You are to let the illegal aliens go when they commit crimes. So we'll be talking about that important information. Admiral Mullen says U.S. has Iran strike plan. Another headline, U.S. admits existence of Iran attack plan. Israel fears Turks could pass its secret to Iran. So now that's from Reuters. So now you're seeing Israel and Turkey, that small divide getting wider and wider after the flotilla attack on the Turkish flag ship with the blockade. Iran's Ahmadinejad calls for TV debate with Obama. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Mullen says that they do have a viable, again, attack plan for Iran. Very, very serious information as we escalate towards a possible confrontation that could lead to World War III. That is coming up today as well. And I've got a lot of other medical news, police state news. Arizona Sheriff Babiu says our own government has become our enemy. He's finally telling it like it is. As he said, Obama is bordering on treason, and he's clearly engaged in treason. But we'll be going over that Cyber News Service report as well coming up here today. But right now, I want to get into a subject that is just paramount, of paramount importance. And I want people to understand out there, I want viewers to understand out there that this is so extreme, so naked in its tyranny and its illegality that it boggles the mind that this is being done out in the open. Remember just 3.5 years ago, Bush was getting up at press conferences saying, I promise we're not spying on American people without warrants. And then just a month later, it came out that the NSA had giant snooping hubs in every major telecommunications facility and that all communications are being run through these different forms of keyword software, and that these different files and algorithms and relationship actuaries of how different groups of people interact with each other, how corporations interact with each other, to really be able to understand trends in society so that the insiders literally have a crystal ball type effect to be able to manipulate and control society. And it's an unfair trade advantage against competitors to the globalist, whether it's private, corporate, or government. And, of course, it's all completely illegal. So they've gone from a decade ago torture being wrong to torture being good. They've gone from a decade ago, the UN and DynCorp getting in trouble, running child kidnapping rings, to now it's just mainstream news and they don't get in trouble. They've gone from a decade ago to denying that the NSA even existed or that Echelon even existed. I mean, I've had newspapers make fun of me 15 years ago for talking about the NSA even existing. Oh, that kook says the government's listening to us. Well, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows that that's illegal. To now, it's just in your face. But the new information that has come out has confirmed everything we already knew in our analysis and confirmed it's worse than what I had even said. You know, one of the popular COINTELPRO memes is to say that I exaggerate or that I'm a fearmonger. Well, if you think impending war with Iran isn't something to be concerned about, Fine, I'm a fearmonger. If you think having offshore banks that have stolen tens of trillions of dollars and have now been given total power over the economy and the SEC cannot be investigated now, completely run by these bankers, if that doesn't scare you, okay, I'm a fearmonger. If you're not concerned about bisphenol A, admittedly, in printer ink and in almost every plastic that your food is contained in that you buy and the things that you're drinking out of and that you're becoming sterilized on record, I mean, they admit it, but I'm still the fearmonger. No, the truth is you've got a lot of people who got into denial about what's happening. And so now that all of this stuff is just being admitted, they can't come back to themselves and own up to the fact that they were wrong and own up to the fact that we really are in trouble, that we're facing a scientific tyranny. They just can't do that. They are too cowardly. They are too afraid to be able to do that. And it's just so sad because if people would just wake up and recognize the level of tyranny that we're living under, and if we just came to our senses and admitted to ourselves that this is outrageously illegitimate, outrageously criminal, outrageously unconstitutional, outrageously illegal, it's off the charts, the amount of stealing and thieving and corruption that's going on. But because the system thinks that you're a bunch of passive cowards, they'll come out in Bloomberg and go, yeah, every major insurance company is now taking people's insurance money and keeping it and not giving it to them when they die, to their families, including veterans. They'll now come right out and say, yes, the banks are stealing tens of trillions and no one's going to get in trouble. In fact, they're going to get more power. On every front, we are in the collapse. The system has made the decision to loot everything, and that they've been given the green light to go completely criminal and rogue. The information that I'm going to cover after the break, coming up here in a few minutes, is so illegal, is so criminal. On its face, it is worse than the East German Stasi. Up until this time in history, the most authoritarian, the most oppressive, the most surveilled society in human history. That is now completely eclipsed, completely dwarfed by what's going on, and the media is now selling you this. Just like when they knew you were scared of 9/11, they sold you torture and told you that, yes, in the Washington Post, they talked to one of the CIA section chiefs, and he said, this is my film, Road to Tyranny. He said, yes, we torture people's children in front of their parents. And the media said, that's wholesome, that's good. They're trying to set a common law public precedent, and they're doing this so their agents will carry out these type of crimes because they've been told, look, it's even in the newspaper. You're allowed to do this now. And it's the same thing with InfraGuard and the Total Information Awareness Network, known as the Top Secret USA Report. And they have come out and admitted that private contractors by the hundreds of thousands in IT alone have been given total power to violate all of your privacy and all of your rights and to hack people's computers and to dial in to the computer networks and to control everything. And the media is spinning this like, oh, they're these great little heroes, and we hope they don't get in trouble from the government, when they go on to admit that the former director of the NSA runs this program. Remember when the Total Information Awareness Network was exposed in 2002, that a government agency was data mining all of your data and surveilling everything you do with the convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter. And then it came out in the news that, oh, now they've moved into private offices around the country and they're using private contractors to do it. That's the key here. And if you read the Cybersecurity Act, everything in the Cybersecurity Act is already being implemented. It's just like if you read the Emergency Centers Act, the FEMA camp, concentration camp law. Everything in that bill is what they've already set up. They're just now trying to pass the law. So when we come back, I'm going to go over this. It's incredible. They're turning the entire internet over to private corporations to run the tyranny. They're privatizing the tyranny. The private corporation.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Okay, let me break all this down. Paul Watson's going to have a detailed report out by the end of the show today, where we lay out what's really happening with top secret USA with cybersecurity. Its first public incarnation was in 2001, where the NSA went public and said, we are data mining everything you do. It's all illegal, but we're doing it to protect you from terrorists. Now, they've admitted that they are surveilling corporations, businesses, men and women in the armed services, radio talk show hosts, members of Congress. They've reported that Google is spying on members of Congress, that MI6 is spying on members of the British Parliament. It's the unelected, corporate infiltrated, and controlled private bureaucracy being given government power. And you've got all these yuppies and people on incredible power trips as the Pentagon admits they are converting massive resources over to, quote, cyber war. And Cass Sunstein at the White House and others, the Pentagon admits, it is war against the American people. It is info war using lies and deception. And they now admit in Forbes that it was InfraGuard. Remember 4 years ago it came out that they're given license to kill powers? If you work at a power plant or you work in building highways or you work in thousands of different positions in, quote, infrastructure protection, you are given private secret badges and codes. I've talked to people mid-level at LCRA, which is a private quasi-government group that runs our water supplies in Central Texas and is jacking up the prices, I would add. It's part of a takeover of the resources. It's scientific boss hogism, basically. And they're given high-level security clearances. It's just everywhere. Now, let's start at the beginning. Here is William Safire, the late William Safire. You are a suspect, New York Times, November 14th, 2002. And then I'll get into all the latest information. If the Homeland Security Act is not amended before passage, here is what will happen to you. Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy and medical prescription you fill, every website you visit and email you send or receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual centralized grand database. And then we went and pulled up the articles in the last couple of years where they now put it in place. Now, the Homeland Security Act was amended, so they made it private to be outside of that, but it's still totally illegal. To this computerized dossier of your private life, from commercial sources, at every piece of information the government has about you, passport applications, driver's license, bridge toll records, judicial and divorce records, complaints from nosy neighbors of the FBI, your lifetime paper trail, plus the latest hidden camera surveillance, and you have these snoopers, super snoops dream, a total information awareness about every U.S. citizen. This is not some far out Orwellian scenario. It is what will happen to you and your personal freedom the next few weeks if John Poindexter gets the unprecedented power he seeks. Remember Poindexter? The brilliant man, first in his class, Naval Academy, later earned a doctorate in physics, rose to National Security Advisor under President Ronald Reagan. He has a brilliant idea of secretly selling missiles to Iran to pay ransoms for hostages and with the illicit proceeds to illicitly support Contras Nicaragua. A jury convicted him in 1990 of five felonies, and it goes on. And it admits how they were doing this. So that's, you are a suspect. And you have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that you are the terrorist, gun-owning, conservative, libertarian, anti-war, patriot, Ron Paul supporter. There it is. Now, you can also find CNET news articles on this and Wired articles, but here's one from Bruce Schneerer, and it says, Total Information Awareness Network is back through DARPA and private contractors. And then we have a detailed report breaking all this down. From June of last year, cybersecurity is framework for total government regulation and control over our lives. You're now hearing that you're going to have a monthly fat index through your employer that goes to the government, where your employer measures the government slaves every month as part of their requirements, which is also indentured servitude, having to carry this out for the government. And live time, what you deposit and what you purchase and everything you do with your debit cards, that's all in the Health Care Act and in the new financial overhaul. This is all admitted now. This is not being denied. Now, enter the news stories from today from Forbes, AFP, and others. Now we're going to see the public rollout of what their plan is. High school students, college students required under National Federal Service. That's the Compulsory National Service Act. to serve as government spies, as HUMET on the ground, and as cyber spies. This is all confirmed. Literally, total.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Okay, I'm getting back into the private corporate criminal takeover of the United States and the planet here in just a moment. But today is the last day. We'll take the special down tomorrow morning for you to get 4 copies of the Obama Deception, 1 for yourself and 3 to give away for $19.95. That comes out to less than $5 a piece. You can also get 10 for less than $4 a piece. 10 of these videos for $39.95 or 4 for $19.95. The special ends today. People are really waking up watching the Obama deception. It shatters the left-right paradigm. It covers the banking takeover, the cybersecurity takeover, the police state takeover, who Obama works for, how they control both parties. The American people are ready to be awakened, whether they're Tea Party folks or liberal socialists. This will shatter their paradigm and show them how big government is used to consolidate power for mega corporations. It shatters the false left-right system that people are in and shows them the truth. 4 of these in 1995, Infowars.com, or you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if it's postmarked in the next few days and it comes in the mail, we'll also honor the special. So you can get that in the mail. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So if you want four of these, $19.95 and $5 shipping and handling, and you will get four of these films. And people are more apt to watch it when it's a beautiful color cover and has the expanded extras and it's in the highest quality. I'll have other specials and discounts up on InfoWars.com as well. And your purchase of the videos also makes this radio broadcast possible. We couldn't do any of this without your support. So I want to thank you all and salute you for your support in the past, in the present, and in the future. I want to be clear. I do not have words to describe how hardcore serious this is. Everything that we have talked about is now being confirmed. I wish I had been wrong. Over in England, even their mainstream news has reported that the government is converting large portions of the tax money over to, quote, non-governmental organizations. And that's the Agenda 21 UN model of control, is where instead of having voters that they listen to or republics that the governments follow, they create stakeholders or groups that the government and corporations fund that then speak for the people. And then governmental power is then given to them. And in England, even more so than the U.S., they've been converted over to the surveillance society, and private groups have been given control over charity, and they turn it into child grabbing for no reason. We have members of parliament on about that. They have bounties on kids. They make hundreds of thousands of pounds per child they take. They're privatizing the spying. They're privatizing everything. But they take your government money, and then they give it to the private corporate cronies, which are almost always the cousins, the daughters, the sons, the wives, the husbands of the mayors, of the members of parliament, of the federal bureaucrats. So it's also a way to transfer your wealth in payoffs publicly and at least on the surface legally. But what is illegal about all of this in England and the United States is it violates due process, surveillance laws, the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And the same thing's being done in Japan. The same thing's being done on the continent of Europe. And so they now admit with Top Secret USA 854,000 private corporate spies. And I pointed out that the news reported 4 years ago that InfraGuard has license to kill powers. That during a collapse, during an emergency, these InfraGuard operators have been given shoot-to-kill orders in, quote, protection of the infrastructure. So long before the banks collapsed society by design, they had quietly created their private spy networks. They had gone in and recruited over 50,000 preachers to teach Romans 13, and with these scenarios of martial law is good, go to the FEMA camp, let them break your families up, let them take your children. Remember 5 years ago we got those secret documents, and then 2 years later mainstream news reported, just search the term clergy response team, that yes, for martial law, that's word for word, and they interview the preachers, and for gun confiscation, that the pastors are now secretly working for FEMA. And I've said it so many times, how creepy is that? How illegal is that? How off the charts is that information? To have corporate chiefs, local officials, private and government and corporate, pastors, all surveilling you, all spying, all on these power trips, and that there's terrorists everywhere. And then they get the federal training manuals, and the terrorists are the American people. Ron Paul supporters, people that want to abolish the Federal Reserve, people that want to kick this foreign corporate takeover out, people that want to keep their Second Amendment. Do you understand this is 100% diabolical? There is no debate. This is the greatest, most organized scientific tyranny ever seen in history. This makes the Nazis look like a joke at organization. This makes, and you ask, how do they organize it? They're paying these people. And then you read the Cybersecurity Act, and it says millions of high school and college students, as part of their national compulsory public service. Remember Rahm Emanuel saying you will be in boot camp 3 months a year, and don't worry, all of you don't have to serve overseas. We need a civilian army just as big, just as strong as our armed services, as Obama said on the campaign trail. And it's continuing what Bush was setting up and what Clinton was setting up. This has all been going on since the time of the mid-1960s, quietly expanding, quietly acclimating you to accept military on the street, quietly acclimating you for the threat fusion centers and federalization of police. But the good news is this is so out in the open now that I was up here working pretty late last night, and about 9:30 we went to eat, and I took four of the guys to go eat, and there were two police officers eating. And when we were leaving, the police officers were leaving, and they came up and struck up a conversation, and I could tell they were being genuine, and they said, "How are things going for you, Alex?" They were two bike cops, and they were just going on duty. They, you know, were eating before they went on duty. And I said, "Well, it's going really bad. We're reaching more people than ever, but unfortunately, it's all come true, and it's really happening." And they go, "No, we hear you. We know. Yeah, we know. We know this stuff's real." So, and I could tell they were genuine. They looked freaked out. And they looked intelligent. You know, they had an intelligent bearing and demeanor. It's just so sad that this has happened. And it's so horrible what we're going to go through. I mean, you think we're living under tyranny now, folks. We've seen nothing. And the police are just there to remove wrecked cars and to stop drunks, you know, the average cop. They're hiring private corporate mercenaries to be the physical enforcers and the technocracy enforcers. And it's a nightmare. I mean, before they bring this country down, which we're now going into, all the financial news now admits we're in a depression, that there was no recovery. You know, they're now even dispensing with any of their previous lies on that front because people aren't buying it. And we have criminals of the Bernie Madoff / Ken Lay caliber running the system. Now, let me get into the info, the new info. You've got the background now. But let me now get into the new information, which just confirms everything we already know. And it's the public rollout of all of this tyranny. Just like they rolled out torture or preemptive war or secret arrest, just like they're rolling out arresting peaceful demonstrators in Canada, England, and the United States, and having plainclothes contractors grab you and put a bag over your head and throw you in a van in front of news cameras. They're doing it to sell you that, oh, it's just normal, vans pull up and bags go over your head. So here is Forbes today. Stealthy government contractor monitors U.S. internet providers worked with WikiLeaks. And the article is tailored, total psyop, Andy Greenberg is who wrote this, to just come out and make it sound like they're heroes. And it says a semi-secret government contractor that calls itself Project Vigilant surfaced, we've covered it before, at the DEF CON security conference Sunday with a series of revelations that it monitors the traffic of 12 regional internet service providers, the main hubs, hands much of the information to federal agencies, and encourages one of its volunteers, researchers, they always say that for, you know, these are spies, for a membrane between them and the government of separation, researcher Adrian Lamo, to inform the federal government about the alleged source of the controversial video of civilian deaths in Iraq leaked to whistleblower site WikiLeaks in April. And what does it say? This private group created by the NSA and headed up by the former head of the NSA, that's at the end of the article, you know, later they tell you that, it says is tracking all of our IPs, 250 million a day, in the U.S., live time, everything you're doing. Everything you're doing, Total Information Awareness Network that I read from earlier, that the New York Times told you about, You Are a Suspect article by William Sapphire, November 14, 2002. And what did they report when Poindexter was told he couldn't do that, it was illegal? They went and created private groups to do it. 854,000 security clearances just in this area alone. Highest level. Totally illegal. And these are the type of people that were able to get into our YouTube account and take down the Obama deception. These are the type of people that take our videos off the front page. I mean, YouTube last year admitted that they follow the orders of Senator Lieberman's office. This was in the news, of what videos he says to take down. And it goes on. Uber says that Lamo later called him from the meeting regretting his decision to inform Manning. Oh, it's like, oh, they're sad, they reported on WikiLeaks. Total baloney. I'm in a meeting with five guys and I didn't want to do this, Uber says. Lamo told him that at the time. Uber says he responded, you don't have any choices. You've got to do this. And so they spin it that this NSA-run private hub had to report about the crimes of WikiLeaks. And they said, I said, you're going to be thrown in jail. They're not going to throw you in jail, Uber said. Give them everything you have. As if, oh, he was spying on everybody with this NSA group, and he was worried about the fact he'd been spying, but he had to do it or he would get in trouble. WikiLeaks didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. IDG reporter Robert McMillan confirmed Uber's relationship with Lamo, who told McMillan that Mr. Uber was, among a few others, an instrumental voice in helping me come to my ultimate decision. So buried in this article that they write kind of like a little novel piece, like a public interest puff piece that, oh, by the way, the NSA runs this. Uber's WikiLeaks relation is one of the first public statements from a semi-secret Project Vigilant. He says the 600-person volunteer organization functions as a government contractor, bringing public and private sector security efforts. Its mission is to use a variety of intelligence-gathering efforts, they call themselves agents, to help the government attribute hacking incidents. Oh, sure, bad actors do bad things. You have to prove they did it, says Uber. Attribution is the hardest problem in computer security. According to Uber, one of Project Vigilant's manifold methods for gathering intelligence includes collecting information from dozens of regional U.S. Internet service providers who give it to them. Uber declined to name those ISPs, well, there's 12 hubs, but said that because the companies included provisions allowing them to share users' Internet activities with third parties in their end-user license agreements, Vigilant was able to legally gather data from those Internet carriers and use it to craft reports for federal agencies. A Vigilant press release says the organization tracks more than 250 million IP addresses a day and can develop portfolios on any name screen or name or IP address. And see, so they claim it's a private corporate thing, but it's NSA funded and run. And so it's racketeering because the government isn't allowed to do this without warrants. But they got this new legal theory that they can do it. And what does the head of Facebook call his users? Dumb effers that trust him. And he now admits just everything's given to the government. A Vigilant press release says the organization tracks more than 250 million IP addresses a day and can develop portfolios on any name, screen name, or IP address. We don't do anything illegal, says Uber. If an ISP has a EULA and let us monitor traffic, we can work with them. If they don't, we can't. And all the major, even sub-ISPs, then contract with major ISPs, and so it all runs through that. So they've designed the infrastructure of the web where you have no privacy. It's designed to surveil you. And whether that massive data gathering violates privacy, the organization says it never looks at personal identifying information. They just said name, screen name, IP address. Just how it identifies information isn't clear, nor is how it scrubs its data mining for sensitive details. ISP monitoring is just one form of intelligence that Vigilant employs, says Uber. It also gathers a variety of open source intelligence and employs numerous agents around the world. And then it goes into how they helped run the fake disinfo about Ahmed Dinajid stealing the election and helped pump that out on the web. Uber says he's speaking publicly about Vigilant at DEF CON because he wants to recruit the conference breed of young, skilled hackers. By July 2011, the organization hopes to have more than 1,300 new employees. The organization already has a big a few big names in its roster. According to the San Francisco Examiner article last month, its volunteer staff includes former NSA official Ira Winkler and Susan Gorman, former security chief for the New York Stock Exchange. And then they go on to talk about how this is part of InfraGuard, which is over infrastructure protection, and they're given these high-level security clearances. Now, here is AFP, French news agency. Elite U.S. cyber team courts hackers to fight terrorists. Folks, this isn't 1,300 they're looking for. This is just one front group. They have literally thousands. They say they want to recruit 2 million youth a year to work for the government. That's the new economy. It's not making cars. It's not making computer chips. It's not car dealerships. It's, oh, you want jobs, young people? How about be spies? And all these TV shows where spies are glorified, and the CIA and CSI and all of this stuff, and 24. This is what you are when you grow up. This is what you're going to be, a spy for the corporate New World Order when you grow up. And they'll use these people to plant stuff on your computer, which is in the sneak and peek. They'll use this to frame you, to spoof IPs, every dirty trick in the book. And ladies and gentlemen, we've had every dirty trick in the book played against us. And it's just outrageous. I mean, it's outrageous. They are the guardians of the New World Order to help bring down the web and convert it to Internet too.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Okay, so it's totally illegal for the federal government to spy on you in real time to track everything you're doing. But Google, last Thursday, was in Wired magazine saying, yes, we work with the CIA, And we're investing in a company that can predict the future and tracks all your web activity in real time. That's just their coming out and admitting they're doing it. And that was their quote, to be able to see the future, predict the future. Now, to get around this, it's still illegal. InfraGuard, you have the former high-level NSA officials and others. They go, they create InfraGuard. They go and they create these other organizations, and then they go out and call your info and then, quote, give it to the government. And it's also, and then you have government contracts going back to those groups. And so there is that incentive to hype a threat. And remember, all of this is for you, the American people. Now, here's the Forbes article. Uber, who formerly founded a private sector group called InfraGuard, which the government then gave the highest level security clearances to and license to kill powers. Remember that? That was in the Progressive and other newspapers. Uber, who formerly founded a private sector group called InfraGuard that worked closely with the FBI, comprises the organization's techniques with GhostNet, the Chinese cyber espionage campaign. And then it goes on to say the organization's recruiting former NSA officials that head up the organization and the former security chief of the New York Stock Exchange. So this is just simply the private corporate takeover of the Internet merging with the government. And who are they spying on? A member of the U.S. military in live time who reportedly sent the chopper massacre video. And that's how they busted this source that went to WikiLeaks. And I've been gauging this the last week and a half telling you I'm not sure about WikiLeaks, but more and more I think they mean well. They are good. They may be being fed disinfo. We know these battlefield reports themselves are used for propaganda and full of disinfo. Famous, Vietnam battlefield reports about fake kill numbers. Just being one of thousands of examples. And now that I've seen the media kind of shut down the WikiLeaks story and Mrs. Cheney and others now calling for the arrest of these people, it really gets suspicious. And I'm open-minded, and we've talked to people we respect, like Wayne Madsen and Webster Tarpley and John Young of Cryptome. And I think that, they have a right to question. I think it's always important to question. But I have to say that more and more, I think WikiLeaks is for real. And again, that doesn't mean they're not fed disinfo from time to time. But nobody's perfect. We're all trying our best here. But now they're explaining how they got this information and trying to spin it in the media as if it's a good thing. This is a government. This is a CIA who a month and a half ago told Spy Talk in the Washington Post that, oh, yeah, we created fake bin Laden videos, senior CIA official said. And they're just converting our whole economy to a spy wonderland. And they're the bosses of it. And they get the private profits from it. It is so diabolical. I mean, that's the only word. It's so well thought out. It's so long term. What do you think these bankers 11 years ago when they got rid of Glass-Steagall with Ken Lay and others helping? What do you think they were planning? Well, we know. Bringing down society, consolidating power, taking over. And what they were going to do was so illegal and so criminal that they had to control the SEC, they had to control the Internet, they had to control the web. So to dominate the search engine, the NSA created Google. Best software out there, they dominated. The media gave them all the attention. To dominate online video, they bought up YouTube. This is a corporate conquest, and they know how to do corporate takeovers. They've had a corporate takeover of government. This isn't the government taking over the corporations. This is select corporations taking over government, who then takes over other corporations for them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.